Okay. Hi, everyone.
Hello.
I'm Lauren Bald.
I'm Cameo Wynn.
And we are Atypical Design Studio.
That's right.
We've changed locations a little bit. We're still in your office.
Switching it up.
Didn't want to have our faces so close to the screen anymore. It's bad for your self-esteem to be videoed that close. No, we just wanted to switch it up a little bit, so we're in a different spot in our office, but yeah, welcome. This is our weekly podcast where we talk about all things interior design. So this week, Cameo, I want to talk about something interesting. The term luxury. Ooh. And how you sort of interpret that. What are your thoughts on luxury, and kind of, it gets thrown around a lot in our industry, and so I just kind of wanted to maybe like break down, what does luxury mean to you? How do your clients interpret it? How do people in the industry?
Okay, well,
it's a very vague term. So
I think too, like as a reminder, every week the topic that Lauren brings to the table is something that I'm unaware of. So
yes, it's a surprise.
It's a surprise, which is exciting and fun. But I think it's just nice as a reminder because I'm a little caught off guard sometimes.
And usually I think of the topic like 5 minutes before we film.
So you are too.
A lot of times I'm caught off guard too.
Yes. Okay, so luxury. Yeah, I think... gosh, it's something to me that is kind of similar to quality, but mm-hmm. also it's sort of a step up from that in that there's a lot of things in a space, I think, that makes a space feel luxurious. Mm-hmm. So, you know, you could even have lots of quality pieces or elements in a space, but if you don't pull it together the right way, it's not going to feel luxurious. Mm-hmm. And I think like, you know, you can even have a very minimalist type design that feels very luxurious. Mm-hmm. Doesn't always have to be, you know, over the top maximalism to get a luxurious vibe. But yeah, I think it's
or even textured. Most expensive mm-hmm. either. Like, I think sometimes there are so many pieces of furniture out there and stuff that is so insanely expensive and it's so tacky, you know, and like it may be a luxury item, it may be a luxury good, but it still like doesn't feel luxurious.
Mm-hmm.
And it almost feels kind of forced or out of place.
Yeah.
So I think the quality element that you mentioned is probably the closest, like something that also is exciting, you know? There is an element around something luxurious that excites you, that you feel proud of, that you feel that it's not just like an everyday thing, right?
Yeah, things that are well made.
Mm-hmm, that are lasting.
Mm-hmm.
That, you know, kind of have a story even of where it's from. You think of a lot of luxury goods are often handmade, mm-hmm. which is a rarity these days. So it is a luxury unless it's being made by children, in which case it's very bad and not luxurious at all. Don't buy stuff made with child labor.
Yeah, that's not good.
It's bad.
yeah.
But specifically like artisans. I think things that are luxurious, there's time and skill and heart mm-hmm. put into the making of them.
And I kind of equate luxury to an experience too, mm-hmm. right? Like the experience that you have when you're
Absolutely.
In a space, and that's sort of what makes it feel luxurious. So a lot of the times it's like the finishing touches, you know, the things that like you go to wash your hands and you're using like a really nice soap dispenser or something like that. So the like little finishing touches to me also help make a space luxurious.
Yeah, absolutely. And you had mentioned something about the end result, or sort of like the process. And I think the idea of interior design is a luxury business. And I think it's often, there's so much like DIY out there and like quick tips and tricks. And at the end of the day, like what we provide is a luxury service. We want to take care of like everything for you. Take all the worry, all the doubt, all of the planning, all of the decision making, you know, aside from what you feel like you want to contribute. That's like the burden that we take on as part of that luxury service, is like what we are able to offer to make it as comfortable as possible for you.
Yeah, not just the experience in a space, but also the experience that it takes to get there.
Exactly.
And, you know, a lot of the times it is hiring a designer is about like being able to allow us to provide that for you. Mm-hmm. And not everyone has the opportunity to do that. So I think that's also like kind of part of providing a luxury service.
Mm-hmm.
To bring a space together so that it feels luxurious.
Yeah.
How many times can we say luxury?
Luxury.
Luxury.
It's
starting to sound weird.
But I think also, like, the thing I see so much is the way that the term luxury is just, like, tossed around like crazy. Like, here in Salt Lake, I know it's happening in other cities, but there's the most, like, god-awful, disgusting condo developments and townhome developments going up that are just hideous, and it'll say like luxury townhomes coming soon or luxury apartments, and it's like what is luxury about this, you know, aside from it being not the cheapest, ugliest stuff you can find? Is that what makes it luxury?
Yeah, I don't just know. Because it's brand new does not make it luxurious.
Didn't fall off the back of a truck doesn't make it luxurious. So that's kind of I feel like it really dilutes the term, where people hear luxury and they just think, oh, they're just gonna try to charge more for it, you know. Mm-hmm. I see that a lot with like the places that are popping up around here, but it's like those to me are not luxury, and I don't know why they choose to use that term. Maybe it's like a SEO
marketing,
like SEO Google, like something that stands out that will pop out and keep people interested. I don't know, but
yeah,
that to me is not luxury. I mean, I think also just, you know, being able to feel, there are so many other things, like having time is a luxury, and having time to yourself and to do what you want. And we try to, like, it all ties back to interior design for us, you know, creating spaces where you can do the things that you love. And having everything that you need in order to do that. If you love baking or you love cooking, like that you have the most amazing kitchen where, you know, everything that you've dreamed of that can be available to you, like we make sure that happens. If you love to have, like, read and want to study, or the super cozy section of your room dedicated to just that and looking out the window and enjoying the view, like, those are the type of like luxury spaces that don't necessarily have to be expensive or have a ton of stuff in them.
Well, and it's kind of, I think, part of luxury is that it's personalized. You know, it's that your space or the way you do things, you have the luxury to have it tailored to how you want to live, kind of like what you're saying.
Exactly.
And that's not what all of those condos are. They're not tailored to people specifically how they live. So I think that kind of goes against the whole concept of luxury, having things like the way you want them to be.
Yeah, it's more like a made-to-order type product that takes a lot of different perspectives into account.
Yeah,
you know.
Yeah.
Budget being only one of them, among many, many other.
Yeah. I just met with some clients earlier, and, you know, one of the pieces that we are looking at is actually a vintage piece that's this really nice worn-in leather that you know, it's obviously not brand new, but part of kind of what makes it luxurious is that it has that worn-in mm-hmm. feeling to it. And that's the, like, kind of ruggedness and the vibe of that particular client. So, mm-hmm. like, I think it is about personalization a lot. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and kind of what, you know, working through what luxury means for people. But, you know, some of it, and I think some of it is having something that nobody else has. Like, there's something really cool about that that feels luxurious. Like, oh, this is custom just for me, and mm-hmm. Nobody else is going to have it.
Yeah.
Which is really, really cool.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So we like to give that to our clients, too. It's sort of that luxury experience, luxury design, in that it's completely tailored and custom. And then that end product and end experience. Mm-hmm. So it's also luxurious. So,
yeah. No, I think that's a good term to clarify, because it is thrown around so kind of haphazardly that mm-hmm. it starts to lose its, I don't know, it starts to not feel as special with how it is just thrown away.
We're going to reclaim it.
Yes. Luxury.
From the condo builders. Reclaiming luxury.
What are they going to call it now?
I don't know. New?
Yeah.
Just call it new. Yeah. That's what it is.
New filter, great experience.
It's a new building. Enjoy. New apartment. New plumbing fixtures.
Yes.
New countertops.
Yeah. No, I think that's good. Yeah, I think it's about the experience from A to Z and how you feel in your space and having a personal element to it. Enjoying the things that make you happy.
Mm-hmm. Agreed.
Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah.
Yeah. Great.
Thanks for coming.
Thanks for coming and listening to our TED Talk podcast. Let us know your thoughts. Comment, DM us, call us, text us. If you have any thoughts on luxury and how it's used and how you use it. And we'll see you next time.
Goodbye.
Goodbye.